Many Catholic dioceses are facing possible financial hardship from the number of sexual abuse lawsuits against priests. Some of them seem to be in financial jeopardy. For example, Boston, where the archdiocese backed out of a big settlement that covered a number of suits. Kentucky is the state with the most pending lawsuits against priests. One official of the Archdiocese of Louisville says the church can handle its liability, but some financial analysts expect to see parishioners paying a large portion of the bill. Kim Cerise of member station WFPL reports from Louisville.
The Louisville Archdiocese has been hit with more than 150 civil lawsuits accusing 21 clergymen with abuse of minors. Of those accused is 71-year-old retired priest Lewis Miller, who is named in 63 lawsuits and also faces criminal charges. Prosecutor David Stengel.
The Jefferson County Grand Jury returned a 42-count indictment against the Reverend Lewis Miller for the sexual abuse of children, which occurred between 1959 and 1982.
Miller has pleaded not guilty to sexually abusing 13 boys and 2 girls and is free on bond. So far, none of the other abuse cases have gone to trial. Attorney William McMurray is representing 144 of 154 total plaintiffs with civil suits against the archdiocese. He says the criminal prosecution of Miller adds credibility to the civil suits.
We are very encouraged by that process. We think that the indictments, the criminal prosecution will wake up this community to the truth that these incidents occurred spanning literally a 40-year period.
With so many civil lawsuits filed, the Archdiocese of Louisville has to anticipate increasing legal fees and the possibility of astronomical settlement costs. But attorney William McMurray says the payout will hardly make a dent in the church's assets.
This is about business, and it's very big business. These priests are separate little profit centers. I think that the church put money over the innocence of these kids.
Father Thomas Doyle was a canon attorney from the Embassy of the Holy See from 1982 to 87. Now he's a consultant for a number of the plaintiffs. He does see a financial threat.
It's going to cost the diocese a significant amount in legal fees just to defend them. If, in fact, those cases are based on reality, you're going to be talking a lot of money in settlements.
So far around the country, Father Doyle says dioceses have paid out over $1 billion in legal, counseling, and settlement costs since 1984, with many of those suits being settled in secret. Villanova University economics professor Charles Zeck says to pay the cost of the abuse crisis, the church turns first to insurance coverage.
Nearly every diocese in the country has some insurance against this sort of thing. I know Boston had insurance, but theirs, of course, they had a major problem there, but theirs was exhausted very early in the process. But if they can pay with insurance, that's certainly the first solution that any organization would look for.
But Zeck says insurance coverage will only carry dioceses through the crisis for the short term.
Either rates will go up or they'll wind up losing insurance and having to self-insure themselves against future abuses. Even those dioceses that are clean this year, that are not being affected, is going to see their insurance rates go up.
Another option is to make special appeals to large donors to help cover the bill. But canon attorney Father Doyle says this could prove more difficult than in the past, since contributors may have lost some confidence in the church.
This or that diocese may claim, well, we've not noticed any reductions in donations, but in fact, there's a lot of reports back from parishes, from other sources saying that, yes, there have been significant cutbacks in donations.
In Louisville, the church says it collects about $100 million a year from parishes and has not seen a decrease in donations. The chief administrative officer for the Louisville Archdiocese, Brian Reynolds, says parishioners won't have to worry about legal fees coming from the collection plate.
No money from parish collections is being used in response to the question of funding costs in response to clergy sexual abuse or any kind of settlements or counseling services. We're using the resources already on hand in the archdiocese.
How much the church in Louisville will have to pay won't be known for some time. Plaintiff's attorney William McMurray says he estimates $500,000 to $1 million per victim. Mike Yarmuth is finance department chair at Sullivan University in Louisville. He says settlements against dioceses around the country indicate that Louisville could end up paying out a fortune.
Settlements have been anywhere from $50,000 to $10 million. So You can do the math. If you have 150 lawsuits and it's just $1 million per judgment, you have $100 million or $150 million. So there's quite a bit of money at stake here.
In a 1997 case, 11 sexual abuse victims were paid $31 million by the Dallas Archdiocese and its insurance companies. The diocese was forced to sell off property, lay off church employees, and cut salaries. Villanova's Charles Zeck says regardless of the validity or financial outcome of the lawsuits, he expects parishioners to cover legal fees, increases in insurance premiums, and settlements.
The bottom line, though, is this is ultimately come out of the parishioners' pockets, whether it comes out directly through collections or indirectly through selling property or cutting programs or insurance and future insurance premium hikes. Ultimately, it's going to fall on the parishioners.
Plaintiff's attorney William McMurray says he expects to file more lawsuits against the Archdiocese of Louisville this week. For NPR News, I'm Kim Cerise in Louisville.